Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, let's jump straight in with perhaps the largest display of hypocrisy that I've seen all week from this administration. I say all week because they basically topped themselves over and over with new displays of lying, hypocrisy, the moving of timelines, the lying about this war, etc., etc. Today, Stephen Miller went on Fox News to lie to their audience about what is actually going on. And you know what's really funny? You know where I actually want to start in this video? Are tweets from Stephen Miller about 10 days before the 2024 election, in which he was saying that Trump wants no war in the Middle East. He even talks directly about Iran in this argument with Cenk Uygur and says, "Cenk, I don't know how I can be more clear. Trump will end and prevent war in the Middle East. He wants peace. Harris and her neocon cabinet want war, war, and more war." This dude was just straight up lying. So I quote tweeted these today. I said, "Hey, Stephen Miller, any updates on this? Any updates on the fact that you said Trump will end and prevent war in the Middle East?" But it gets even more prescient. I mean, Cenk Uygur originally said, "Don't you want 4 more years of war with Iran? You're bullshitting people about how you're anti-war, but the minute Israel tells you to conduct and pay for their war with Iran, you're going to comply, right? Can you say now that Trump will not go into war with Iran or pay for that war?" Cenk Uygur, rather prescient right there. Stephen Miller says, "Trump wants no war in the Middle East. I cannot say this clearly enough. War is the ultimate tragedy. Trump wants harmony and cooperation in the world, not the death and destruction we are seeing today." This was 2 years ago. What death and destruction? Biden had pulled us out of Afghanistan. We were sending military equipment to Ukraine because they were fending off Russia. What death and destruction was Biden causing? It has like tripled since then. Trump believes in the power of diplomacy, leverage, and negotiation to prevent hostility. A truly pro-American, pro-peace foreign policy. Realism over ideology. Stability over conflict. All right, ChatGPT Miller over here. Then he says, "Neocon war hawk Liz Cheney wants to sink the entire region into a bloody nightmare abyss of war and ruin." Remember, this is October 22nd, 2024, that Stephen Miller is saying this. He's just lying. He's straight up lying. His hypocrisy knows no bounds. He says, "Kamala has never once even lightly criticized the neocons and warmongers this entire campaign. Kamala wasn't perfect, but she did have an actual plan for these types of issues beyond just bombing, bombing, bombing." Let's take a listen to Stephen Miller now, today, on Jesse Waters' show, because the 180 over the past 2 years is insane. He went from a guy saying that war is awful. War is the ultimate tragedy. He then said Trump wants harmony and cooperation. Now he's on TV going, "Yeah, we're going to emasculate Iran and deprive them of everything." Dog, no way that he's this hypocritical. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We are pushing every single day, making content, working on a debate show behind the scenes. Let's check this out.
It'll be a historic achievement if that does happen. Let's turn over to Iran. You're hearing a lot of rumors about the next 24 hours, a new deal, what the terms of the deal are. Is this something that we've heard a lot of back and forth over the last 6 weeks during the ceasefire? Is this time different?
Well, we'll see, Jesse. As the president would say, we will find out. He's made it very clear. It's what they call a binary choice to the remainders, those who are left, those who have taken the place of the regime that was decapitated and the regime that was replaced. This new team in Iran has a choice to make. They can either agree to a piece of paper that is satisfactory to the United States, or they can face a punishment from our military, the likes of which has not been seen in modern history. That's the choice that they face. And it's very important to remember, as we sit here tonight, that Iran has already paid its regime, has already paid the steepest of prices in the form of a crushing and complete military defeat for its pursuit of a nuclear weapon. In other words, President Trump has enforced the non-proliferation principle of the United States.
Okay, pause. How is he going to say in one breath that Iran needs to agree to a piece of paper, basically admitting they can't get Iran to agree to a piece of paper, and then the next breath he says there is a crushing military defeat? Okay, but if the military defeat can't translate into actual political concessions, then we're not winning. I mean, I think the definition of winning a war is not just killing endless bad guys for 20 years. We tried that. We lost. It was humiliating. The definition of winning a war is using the military to force political concessions out of your opponents, and we haven't been able to do that. Instead, Stephen Miller is currently on Fox News ranting like a lunatic, like it's 2005 with war footage playing on the right from CENTCOM. What is happening here? I mean, watch. While Stephen Miller is talking this entire time, they're playing explosions and videos of from CENTCOM, just sourcing it. Is this just like the war feed now? Are we back in 2005?
Raw American might, sending a message not only
raw American might. This is insane.
To the Iranian regime, sending a message.
Part of the reason why I think America is strong or was strong is that we didn't have to say how strong we were. Under Obama, he was working very hard to make deals, to be diplomatic, to build relationships, while also building our military in a common sense manner for national security reasons. And he didn't have to go out there and talk about how strong our military was every single day, because it was implied, because the implication is so much stronger than whatever this is.
Not only to the IRGC, but to the whole world, anyone who would think of doing the same. We have killed and eliminated the evil, wicked, corrupt leadership of that country. The Air Force has been annihilated. The Navy has been annihilated. Its missile program has been annihilated. Its defense industrial base has been annihilated.
We've debunked this so many times on this show. Just because we destroyed their 60-year-old Air Force and their 65-year-old Navy doesn't mean that we've actually gotten what we want. They have a separate Navy called the IRGC Navy, made up of like these small suicide boats, drones, mines, and that Navy is able to control and close the Strait of Hormuz, basically screwing over the rest of the world. And then Donald Trump went, no, you can't fire me if I quit. So he decided to do his own blockade to act like it's our choice now, when it's really not. This is a catastrophe. This is an absolute catastrophe where Iran holds more cards than they want to admit, than Stephen Miller wants to admit.
So this is a country that has been weakened, emasculated, and has been completely deprived of its ability to wage global international war. It is the smallest power it has ever been. And now with this embargo,
they weren't waging global international war. They were just funding regional proxies, and now they have more control over the region, it seems. Let me just go back one second. Let me just show you one second. This is Stephen Miller in October of 2024. As I was saying, he said, Trump wants no war in the Middle East. I cannot say this clearly enough. War is the ultimate tragedy. I mean, it's actually hilarious. I just looked up the word war on Stephen Miller's Twitter. Here's one from Election Day. If young men don't want to be drafted to fight in Kamala's and Cheney's third world war, they better get out and vote for Trump. I'm actually going to repost that again, because every time I repost it, it gets like a few 100,000 more views. So people are always seeing how much of a hypocrite he is. A beautiful and tender moment. The contrast couldn't be clearer. Trump bonds with the Muslim community. Cheney and Kamala threaten to send them off to war. I'm going to repost that one too. Liz Cheney will be Kamala's defense secretary. She will draft your children to fight in wars in the Middle East. All Americans, including Muslim communities across Michigan, must vote for Trump to stop World War III. Dude, you can see how hard he's pandering in this, right? You can see how hard he is pandering in this. Stephen Miller continues on Fox News.
And before we let you go, Miller, your wife's a big star now. How's your ego?
Don't worry, I have a very, very secure, intact ego, owing to the fact, Jesse, that thanks to my appearances on your show, I've never had a larger fan following. So your show has been great for my ego and self-esteem. And most importantly of all, any man who works for President Trump is a man that is very, very strong and self-assured in this role.
That's right.
There's nothing better for your self-confidence than being able to work for President Trump.
Oof. Yeah, there's nothing more masculine than deferring your masculinity off to an elderly man who is riddled throughout the Epstein files. We have Stephen Miller, J.D. Vance. We have people like Pete Hegseth, Kash Patel. These aren't really beacons of great fathers. Like, Kash Patel reportedly gets drunk way too much, and they had to request a SWAT battering ram because his FBI friends could not get him to wake up in the morning to do his job, his coworkers. Absolutely insane. Stephen Miller then goes on about Cuba. Stephen Miller then goes on about maybe potentially having a day where we attack Cuba. So this anti-war guy is now sitting on Fox News and cynically smiling. Look at this.
What was going on in Cuba today, Jesse, is that long-awaited justice is being set in motion for the Americans who were viciously and brutally murdered by the Castro regime, by this communist outpost 90 miles off the shores of the United States of America. Many Americans may not realize this history. You had American planes, civilian planes, unarmed, running humanitarian missions in international waters, and Raul Castro and the Cuban communist military ordered them shot from the sky, murdering our American brothers. And now today, finally, accountability is coming for Castro. And a very important point about Cuba, which many Americans also may not realize but need to know.
He's laying a pretext to go to war.
Cuba, positioned just a 45-minute flight from American shores, has been a staging ground for America's adversaries for decades. It is the
So Stephen Miller literally spent his entire Fox News segments talking about international warfare. I didn't hear him talk about the economy one time. Gas prices, not once. I didn't hear him talk about the fact that shipping prices are going up. The cost to ship things by truck has almost doubled under the Trump admin. I said, given that trucks move most goods in the U.S., this will be a huge driver of inflation this summer. If you look at this chart, truckload spot rates hit an all-time high, topping the COVID peak. Today's rate is $3.69 a mile. Craig Fuller says, we expect truckload rates to rally through the rest of the summer. It's going to get pretty bad. Inflation is going to continue to go up. This is going to drive more and more inflation. Did Stephen Miller even mention the economy one time? No, they talked about him being a celebrity. He talked about literally going to war with Iran and how we're going to emasculate them and cause total destruction like nobody's ever seen. Just incredibly, incredibly sickening how this administration did a 180. There are criticisms that we can have in a common sense manner of the Biden administration, but it was never like this. It was never just cynical, evil, perpetrating through on TV. I love you all. Make sure you drop a like. Subscribe to the Adam Ockler feed. We're building a beautiful community heading towards 2.1 million subscribers. We just hit 1 million on Facebook, which is amazing. Go follow us on Instagram. Wherever you are, we are pushing, pushing, pushing. Love you all. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
FinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit FinQuest.com for more details.